Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you, Nahal, and thank you to the two lovelies, Sienna and Kira, who were in earlier. I've never seen such a fuss outside Radio 1.
Really?
All paparazzi everywhere. Yeah, it's crazy. All on their laptops going, right, send it back to the office now.
Why are they all old and cockney, the paparazzi?
Dunno, that's just my paparazzi voice.
They weren't all old and cockney then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
And as Kira walked out, I happened to be walking into this studio and I did catch a whiff of her. At least she does wear the perfume that she advertises on the TV. That's the main thing. We could definitely smell it, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did she say hello, Scott?
No. I don't really know her.
Did you say hello to her?
What? Hello?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, right.
I would have looked a fool. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio
1 Podcasts. Podcast. A few people on the text are suggesting that when you sniffed Keira Knightley...
I didn't sniff her, I just walked past her, I could smell
the
fragrance.
Oh, right, you could smell what she was wearing. Was she wearing Testy Fresh?
Can you imagine? Is that... Keira, is that Testy Fresh?
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's do it. Here it is, Would I Lie to You? On Radio 1. Hi, Becky.
Hi.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm good.
Where are you?
I'm on the Oxford Circus in London.
Oh, it's busy there, isn't it?
It's very busy.
This is how this is going to work, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to imagine, just for a second, that today you have taken a sickie off work.
Okay.
I know that's hard to do.
I was going
to
say, is that quite difficult for you to imagine?
Yeah, I would never take a sickie from this show. It's the love of my life.
You're far too conscientious, aren't you, really?
Yeah. I know what would happen to me if I even dared to do it.
But when you worked on other shows, you probably did it, didn't you?
No comment.
Which shows did you take most sickies from?
I'm a very good worker.
No, but which shows out of the ones you've worked on did you take the most sickies from?
Give us a clue, at least.
I'm not saying.
Was it the one with Vanessa Feltz on when you worked with her?
It might have been, back in the day.
Was it the last show you worked on?
Maybe. Move on.
So, are you telling me you've never taken a sickie?
No, never.
Oh, come on.
No, I haven't.
Not even when you worked at Watch It FM? What's the normal excuse that you would use?
I don't know, I don't do it.
Okay.
Girl things, because then men don't ask.
What? Like you
That's
get,
the best one.
Like you've got your waxing strip stuck.
Yeah, I could use that one in the future.
So imagine then you're taking a sickie and you've gone shopping in London, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then your boss calls up and you're in the middle of shopping, right?
Yeah.
So you lie and say to him that you're just on your way to the doctor's with your dad, because you don't want him to know that you've been shopping.
Okay.
But then the most horrible thing ever happens. The boss asks to speak to your dad.
Okay.
So what do you do? Do you, A, confess and say, actually, I'm not with my dad, I'm shopping, sorry. Or do you, B, which is the one I would probably do, ask a fellow shopper to pretend to be your dad and talk to your boss?
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
So your job today is to try and persuade a complete stranger to pretend to be your daddy.
You're my only daddy. Okay.
Stop it, you two.
It's fine.
Do you reckon you'll be able to do this?
I'm going to give it a go.
What do you think, Chappers?
Yeah, I think she can be very persuasive, can't she?
Would you do that for someone else?
No.
Why?
Because I really couldn't be bothered.
Because it's wrong.
And it's wrong, yes. It's wrong.
I like it. There's nothing to do with it being morally wrong, but it's the fact that you couldn't be bothered. No, I really couldn't be bothered. Okay, Becky.
Yeah?
Can you see anyone at the moment you think might be good for this task?
Not at the moment. Oh, there's a guy by the cash machine.
Don't approach anybody at a cash machine. They might think you're going to rob them.
Okay. Alright, there's two guys outside there. Yeah, no, that's fine. I can do this.
Can I tell you to be careful? Because they're not the kind of people that run off with your phone, are they?
Well, no, but I am really worried about that. It would kind of be... It would be the perfect karma, wouldn't it? Because I was being morally wrong and then someone else would do bad things to me.
There's nothing on your phone that you want to, that you'd be worried about getting into the wrong hands, is there?
No, none of those pictures. I deleted them all the minute they were sent to me.
From Scott.
Okay, right, we're going to have a pretend conversation now with your boss. That's Chappers, okay?
Hello.
So this bloke that you've chosen needs to be, you know, within earshot of your side of the conversation.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let me know when that's happening.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
God, they've walked off. Hang on. Right, okay. Hang on. I'll give you, like,
an hour
when I'm in earshot.
Okay, just give me
an hour. Okay.
Okay,
yeah, now.
Okay.
Hello, Miss Huxtable?
Hello?
Could you say hello, sir, please? Call me sir.
Hello, sir.
Where are you today, Miss Huxtable?
Sick.
Sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I've got really bad women's problems.
What woman's problems?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit
noisy. No. I'm just on the way to the doctor's with my dad.
Well, it sounds very noisy. Your woman's problems sound like shopping.
No, I'm just on the way to the doctor's with my dad.
You're there with your dad, are you?
Yeah.
Can I speak to your dad then, please?
Yeah, hang on one second.
Sorry, I'm on the phone to my dad. I left your phone sick. I'm just going to go to the doctor's with my dad. Would you even speak? Can you just pretend to be my dad?
Yeah, no problem.
Hello.
Hello, is that Mr. Huxtable?
That's right. Hello.
I'm sorry to trouble you, sir. I'm Rebecca's manager at work.
Okay.
We've just had a lot of cases of sickness recently, and I just need to check this out. Is she okay?
She's okay. She vomited once, and she's got a bad stomach. She's had some stomach pains. I've been quite worried. Her mother's a bit worried.
And where are you at the moment, sir?
I'm actually with Rebecca at the moment, and we're in central London. I'm taking her to the day clinic, yeah.
To the day clinic?
Yeah, I'm going to take her to the clinic in central London, close to Marble Arch.
All right, and what do you think this is a problem that's going to last for how long?
I really can't say, to be honest. I'd have to speak to the doctor, but I'm just a bit worried because it's not like her to have, she doesn't normally have stomach problems. It's kind of...
Okay. She mentions you a lot at work, so I just thought I'd better say hello and congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
When's the big day?
Big day coming up.
Yeah?
Coming up soon.
What is it? Is it? I can't remember what she said. Is it next month or is it August?
Next month.
Next month. Yeah, you're getting married again, yeah?
That's right, second time.
Second time.
It was lucky, hopefully.
Well, yeah. It was very sad what happened to your previous wife, wasn't it?
Luck, isn't it? You know, just have to make sure it goes well, you know. So, anyway, thank you very much. Anyway, that's great. Take care.
Hello?
Hello, Miss Huxtable.
Hello?
Can you say thank you to your dad for me?
Thank you for speaking to him. Thank you.
Daddy.
No.
Daddy. Say thank you, Daddy.
No.
Say thank you, Daddy.
Thank you, Daddy. He says, no problem.
Yeah, you did it.
I know, I did. It was amazing.
Now come back and see your real daddy. Radio 1 Podcast. Rachel in Cardiff wants that man's number. So next time she pulls a sickie from work, she can use him. It was Oscar-winning performance.
He was very good, wasn't he?
I like the way Becky was like, excuse me, my boss is on the phone. Can you pretend to be my dad and get me out of trouble? Yeah, all right then. Yeah, it's no problem. The only thing I would have liked a little bit more is if you could have gone into more details about his wife, because he was starting to sound really uncomfortable.
Well, that was the plan, but I think the sirens going past kind of disrupted him, really.
Yeah. What would you have said?
I think we were going to go on about... I was going to go on about his wife running off with a handyman or something.
Yeah,
his
I'd
first
love that.
Wife. Saying how it's terrible when that happens.
He did sound slightly uncomfortable, but he was very good.
He went with it very well, though, didn't he?
I enjoyed that very much. The first of Would I Lie to You on Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Let's talk football. with our 12-year-old football expert, Lloyd. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. You're with your brother today, aren't you?
Yeah, my brother, Jack.
Don't let him put you off. This is important.
I know it is.
Theme tune. How old is your brother, Jack?
He's 18.
And he must be proud of you.
No.
Does he just find you a very annoying little brother?
No, he likes me, don't you, Jack?
Do you reckon he's a bit jealous that he doesn't have a theme tune and you do?
Yeah, I think he is, yeah.
That's probably what it is.
Does your brother use your fame to get girls?
Yeah.
Does he? Oh.
Yeah.
That's so tacky, isn't it?
He does that sort of thing, though.
Come out with me and I'll let you meet my brother. You might have heard him, he's on Radio 1.
Is he very successful?
No.
What's happened today then, Lloyd?
Well, we've got two matches today.
I'm a bit nervous.
France against Italy, your team.
I know.
And, at the same time, Holland against Romania.
I'm a bit worried that Italy are going to lose tonight.
We should be.
Right, so Lloyd, if people aren't supporting Italy, just because that's me, that is, give us some reasons why we should support maybe France, for example.
Well, one half of French and Saunders is French, and she's Rebecca Adibley, and she did that Terry's chocolate orange advert. It's not Terry's, it's mine. That was hilarious!
It was.
Yeah. France is where the French kiss was invented. Imagine being the first person on the receiving end of that. That would take you by surprise.
But it would, wouldn't it? Because someone must have thought, right, let's take this kissing thing up a level.
Yeah.
At some point.
In school, we don't call it the French kiss anymore.
What do you call it?
We call it tonsil tennis.
Do you?
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Is that your favourite sport?
Yeah. It's the only one I'm good at.
I thought you were good at golf.
Yeah. No, I'm not really.
What about my team?
Well, Italy used to be run by a man called Julius Caesar. He was so popular they named a salad and a dog food after him.
Is that where the Caesar salad came from?
Yep.
I never knew that.
The new man.
And the dog food. Is that right?
Yep.
Wow.
And the new man running Italy is called Silvio
Berlusconi.
Silvio Bussolini.
He's called what? Go on, third time lucky, Lloyd. Go.
Silvio Berlusconi.
No, nearly. Oh. Nearly.
Say it. I'm sorry.
Who cares about politics?
Yeah.
I just can't do it.
Okay, repeat after me. Silvio.
Silvio.
Berlusconi. Yeah!
Well done.
Yeah. Silvio Berlusconi. Oh, I done that.
Anyway, whatever. What's he done?
He has no salad, but he is loaded, so I bet he doesn't care.
Right. Got there in the end, hey?
Not really. It is illegal to be a lady of the night in Italy if your name is Mary.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? I have no idea. I've never experienced a lady of the night in Italy. I've never experienced a lady of the night anywhere, actually.
You sure
don't,
about that?
Don't even think about going down the school play line, Becky, because I could see you.
I was going to say, you just never asked for their name.
You can stop laughing, Lloyd, as well.
Now, on the strength of the facts, obviously, well, the thing is, Italy are my team, so I'm going to have to go Italy, but for the facts, I would have gone France, I think.
Yeah.
Based on the
tonsil tonic.
Oh, God, I've caught it off him.
Are you going to tonsil tonic, Silvio Berlusconi?
Anyway, Italy, support them. What's the next match?
Holland against Romania.
Oh, my God, I hope you don't have any Romanian names to pronounce in this. Could be it for hours over Ceausescu.
Holland is the home of the Dutch cap. If you look in the crowd in the games, you can often see the female fans waving theirs in the air. I think a Dutch cap would suit you, Scott.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. What's your favourite kind of hat?
My favourite kind of hat?
Or is it a glove you prefer?
Oh, God. Don't you start with the glove stuff now. God. Okay, move on.
Romania.
Good luck, everybody.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hold on tight.
Romania's coach has asked Holland to lose tonight. He says it's in their best interest to make sure France and Italy are knocked out. It's worth a try.
What, so the coach has asked the other team to lose?
Yes.
Maybe England should have tried that.
What do you think? Yeah.
Excuse me, is it all right if we win?
They'd still cock it up somewhere along the line.
Who are you going for then, Lloyd, tonight in this match?
Romania.
Ooh, oh, okay. Controversial.
Thank you very much, Lloyd.
It's okay.
Lloyd is the boy who knows all about football. We had to get him in because Scott knows shuffle. He lives in Oswestry in a massive mansion. He's 10 times better than Alan Hansen. Yeah, oh yeah, it's Lloyd. It's Lloyd!
See you tomorrow.
Toodle-bop!
What? Toodle-bop? You can't even say toodle-pip anymore. You've lost it.
I meant to say toodle-bop.
I think you stuffed that up as well.
See you tomorrow.
Toodle-pip!
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
I'd quite like to know who discovered the French kiss. We were just talking about that.
Would you?
Like, who was the first person to ever do it?
I reckon it would be William the Conqueror.
What, was the first person to give someone tongues?
Yeah, because he's the... Yeah. Not King Harold, obviously. But William the Conqueror was French, wasn't he?
Right. So he was the first person to stick the tongue
he's
in?
He's the first French person, I think, yeah.
Because obviously
we
you've got
of.
Kissing, and then you've got a French kiss, but someone must have done it first. I just want to know who
I reckon
is.
It was William the Conqueror, because everything started from around that time, didn't it? Mm. And he was French.
Whatever you say.
There you go. Don't mess with me on history.
It made me think.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, that doesn't happen very often. What other things? Like, if that just happens by mistake, what else can you invent by mistake? Like, I was thinking the other day, and this is how weird my brain is, how did you realise that you can drink cow's milk?
How did you realise you could drink cow's milk?
Well, no, like, how did someone realise that was a good thing to do?
No, also, well, on that subject, how did they realise that if you pulled a cow's udder, that milk came out?
Exactly.
Wow.
It's one to think about, isn't it?
So many questions.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast.
I've just been accused of knowing nothing about agriculture.
This is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
By quite a few people.
But aren't you? I'm quite happy to admit I know nothing about agriculture.
No, I don't know anything. With the cow thing, everyone's going, well, calves drink the milk. Someone saw them and had to go. Well...
Yeah, I'm saying baby animals do a lot of things. Doesn't mean to say I'm going to go and do it.
Piglets suckle from a sow, don't they? Doesn't mean we drink pig's milk.
No. So someone must have thought at some point, don't know when, oh, I wonder what, if I pull that, I wonder what happens. And then thinks, maybe I'll have a taste.
Yes.
Just to see what it's like. Oi, Steve, Bob, come over here, right? I pulled this thing, right, this came out. Have a taste. It actually tastes all right. It's not that bad at all. That's what happened right there. Calves drinking milk, etc.
There endeth the history lesson.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, now, this is just throwing up all sorts of new questions now, isn't it, on 81199?
All sorts of stuff. Like, who was the first person to decide it was all right to ride a horse?
Hmm.
Or but not a cow.
Or peel an onion, cry for 10 minutes, and then go, oh, I'll eat that, I think.
Exactly.
And what about if Bob and Steve, who first tried the milk with their mate, what if one of them was lactose intolerant?
We wouldn't be drinking
it
now.
No one would have milk. Right, it's 5:38. It's time for Badly Bleep TV. It's a missing words game. We've taken some clips from our favourite TV shows, and all you've got to do, let me know if you get the right answers or not, is just guess what the missing words are. You're up for this, Becky?
Yeah.
You ready, Chopper?
Yeah.
The Apprentice. This is from. All right.
Okay.
Sir Alan Sugar, listen carefully and see if you can work out what the missing word is on Badly Bleep TV.
I'll f*** no bloody fire you if I have to. I'll f*** no bloody fire you if I have to.
So that's Sir Alan from The Apprentice. One more time?
Yeah.
I'll f*** no bloody fire you if I have to.
Fire.
Fire.
Yeah, fire.
Okay, an easy one to start then, maybe.
I'll fire an old bloody fiver you if I have to.
One correct.
Yay.
1-0. Okay, right, this is from the news. Listen carefully, what's the missing word here?
At a garage in West London tonight, a driver up.
What do you think?
Do it again.
This is from a very recent news story.
At a garage in West London tonight, a driver up.
Becky first. There's two there. Can I have it once more if you need it?
Yeah, go on.
At a garage in West London tonight, a driver up.
Shell and Phil's.
Chappers.
Well, yeah, I'll say the same.
At a Shell garage in West London tonight, a driver fills up.
Oh, you're getting really good at this now.
It's taken a while.
We're
been a few weeks.
Of current affairs.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, another one. Off the news. What are the missing words?
Drivers are protesting too over the cost of f***ing their tanks.
Again?
Yeah.
Drivers are protesting too over the cost of f***ing their tanks.
Chappers first.
Well, I'll have to say filling.
Yeah, it's filling. But it reminds me of that Car Love programme we talked about a while ago.
Drivers are protesting too over the cost of filling their tanks.
Oh my God, you're on such a roll today. Well done.
3 out of 3.
Okay. More news. What's the word on Badly Bleak TV?
But that's just 7% of all f***.
Becky.
Something cars. 7% of foreign cars.
But that's just 7% of all
foreign cars, you're saying?
Forecourts.
You're saying forecourts.
Yeah.
But that's just 7% of all forecourts.
Oh! Go on, Chappers! Okay, and we've got one more, and this is from Bargain Hunt.
No.
They're always at it on there, aren't they?
Yep, okay. Listen carefully. Let me know how you're doing at home. 8-1-1-9.
What do you do with your spare time?
Like f***ing actually. That's a hobby of mine.
Go on.
What do you do with your spare time?
Like f***ing actually. That's a hobby of mine.
Quite a difficult one, that one.
I'm going to say following cows.
Following cows.
Yeah. Can I hear it one more time, please?
What do you do with your spare time?
Like f***ing actually, that's a hobby of mine.
No idea.
Are you passing?
Yeah. I can't think, it's all rude.
What do you do with your spare time?
Like baking cakes, actually, that's a hobby of mine.
Oh, baking cakes.
Baking cakes?
Yeah.
That was close.
That was Badly Bleak TV on Radio 1. Chappers is victorious.
Yes.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
We were talking earlier about who was the first person to ever do a French kiss. Because it must have started somewhere. Moved it up a level from, you know, just the peck. Whoa, what are you doing?
Where did that come from?
Who was the first person to pull that thing under a cow and go, oh, stuff's come out, I'm going to drink that. Yeah, tastes pretty good. Hello?
Hello, mate. Yeah.
Hello. Yeah, who's that?
It's Andrew.
Where are you, Andrew?
I'm in Ramsey.
How can I help?
Well, I'm just wondering, who was the first old dear who went to a hairdresser's, sat in a chair and said, I want it blue?
I know you think I'm a bit crazy, but actually, I want it blue. Yeah, there must be some old woman at some point. Right, blue, please.
Yeah.
And look what she started. Also, who decided... Right... You know, like, ooh, what's that thing coming out of the chicken's bum there? Oh, no, tea time, I'll eat it. A lot of people saying that on the text.
That's true.
Yeah. That's just fallen out of something's bottom. I'm gonna have a taste.
But presumably the first time they tasted it, after they must have just bitten into it.
Oh, and it might have hatched at any minute. Do I not know much about biology?
You're going to get accused of not knowing anything about agriculture.
Earlier on, all the farmers were on going, you know nothing about agriculture, Mills.
I've let Somerset down.
You have.
You have. Somerset, nay, the whole of the West Country.
Yeah.
Let it down.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, we've all got to compose ourselves now because it's time for Your Sick, OK? Let me know if you laugh on 81199. This is hard.
Mm-hmm.
These are three stories that are not funny, and if you laugh in any way, you're wrong in the head.
Mm-hmm.
No laughing. Now, you know newsreaders, they're not supposed to show any kind of emotion, are they?
What are you doing, Becky?
You always set me off.
So you're holding up a bit of paper so we can't see each other,
okay? It's like a curtain between us. Just think of it like blind date.
I'd rather not. Come on then, Scylla, start.
Right, love. So, newsreaders are supposed to be, you know, kind of matter of fact, aren't they?
Yeah.
They just tell it like it is. Mm-hmm. Just the facts, right?
Yeah.
Now, have a listen to this newsreader off of America. He really tells it like it is.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
Nothing fazes him, does it? Now, we'll explain what happened there in just a minute, but check this.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire while celebrating his birthday.
That's the aptly named Ken Bastida. Now, that's like if you died horribly. Chappers is off today. He fell into a combine harvester last night and was chopped into a million pieces. Anyway, Becky, what's in your classifieds today? Bastida by name, Bastida by nature. Now, I need to point out, it wasn't actually the other newsreader who's off that's died. He just didn't leave a gap before the top story. Now, have you noticed they do news in quite a weird way in America, don't they?
They don't do them in sentences.
Well, and they always do the detail or description of the story before they actually tell you what's happened. It's like us saying, they played songs and people enjoyed it. Coldplay were live on Radio 1 last night. 22 men kicked around for a full hour and a half until finally they were stopped by a man in black. There was football on last night. They always do it in the wrong way, and that's what happened with Ken there.
Good evening, I'm Ken Bastida. Dana is off tonight. He was murdered and then set on fire.
Leave a gap, Ken. Leave a gap. Okay, next. And remember, no laughing.
Okay.
This is a serious story, and it is really sad. If you laugh, you are sick. What?
Nothing.
A bride who got married on a beach in Cuba has dumped her new husband for a barman she met at the wedding. Andrea McMillan, 34, says it was love at first sight when she clapped eyes on Jose Miguel. Sorry. She ditched Carl Taylor, 30, after flying home to the UK from their £4,000 wedding, then flew back to Havana to be reunited with Jose weeks later. The pair will marry next month near the four-star hotel in Cuba where Andrea and Kyle tied the knot and where Jose worked behind the bar. Andrea insists she was a reluctant bride and had severe doubts the night before she married Carl. She said, I had to down a few pina coladas to go through with it. Andrea from Brighton added, the first time Jose and I met, it was like we'd been hit by a thunderbolt. Carl is a lovely man, yet there were never any fireworks, but Jose swept me off my feet. Painter Carl from Grantham Links desperately tried to persuade her to stick with him, but Andrea begged for a divorce. Jose left his wife and now plans to join Andrea in the UK once his visa is sorted out.
All right.
Okay. My question is, who went to the papers with that story, though? I've dumped my husband for a barman at the wedding. I'm going to call the son. Or maybe it was one of their mates or something.
Or her husband.
Okay, we're all doing quite well. Mm. It was the pina colada bit that sent me off. Okay. Right, this is the final one. This is deadly, deadly serious. If you laugh, you're sick in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Chappers has to put his hands on his face and screw up
his really eyes. Try hard on this one not to laugh, okay? This is serious. An Australian who was bitten on his penis...
Sorry!
Shh. Right. Calm it. You know what the first line is now, so... What? Hello?
such a child.
Come on, let's find out what bit.
People are saying it's in the Sun today that Jose's now dumped Andrea.
Oh,
oh no!
Right. Anyhow.
An Australian who was bitten on his penis by a deadly snake has told how he used a cold rum to soothe the pain. Daryl Zutt even rang his mum to say a final goodbye as he thought he was going to die. I thought he was gone, he said. I thought maybe this is it. Maybe I'm going to cark it. Mr. Zutt's snake encounter came after he stopped for a roadside toilet stop in remote far North Queensland. He added, I squatted down. I reckon I must have nearly sat on his head. As soon as I felt it, I yelled. It really hurt. When it happened, I knew in the back of my mind it was a snake. I'd seen him coming from between my legs.
This is made up.
It's not. He tried to remain calm as he inspected the damage. He got me about halfway down, he said. I saw fang marks and a bit of blood come out. Mr. Zutt's friend drove him to a medical centre before he was moved to a hospital for further tests, which showed he was not envenomated.
In what?
Envenomated.
Envenomated.
Mm. What do you think he said when he called his mum?
I've just been bitten on my penis by a
snake.
By
a snake. So, this is probably the last thing you'll ever hear me say. You could tell a doctor, can you, not your mum? Well, I know she's not going to hear from you again, and you think the worst, but even so, I wouldn't make the call.
It's not how you'd want to go, yeah. Is it?
Do you think his mum laughed like we are?
You've been bitten on the penis by a snake?
Dave Pearce should think himself lucky next time he stops for a roadside wee.
And that was Sick. You're Sick on Radio 1. God, I hope he doesn't take his dance anthems tour to North Queensland. He'll be off.
Radio 1 podcast.
Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.